It's back to school a week in central and northern New York, and as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that means law enforcement is taking steps to make sure the roads are safe for kids going to school.
North Syracuse Police Sergeant Jeff Tripp says it's the same story every September. Officers start handing out tickets to motorists who speed in school zones or pass school buses that are stopped with red lights blinking.
People are so used to the summer. It's vacation time. They don't look at the signs, and now back to school, now they have to realize there's a school zone sign, the lights are activated, they need to slow down.
His department, along with others in central New York, will begin an information campaign the first week of school, passing out flyers.
And then we're going to go to our enforcement stage, where we'll have a zero tolerance policy. Not only will we be using regular patrols, but we'll be using grant-funded patrols to enforce the speed in the school zone. We will be following school buses around to make sure that there's no violations of anybody passing any of the school buses with red lights.
And it soon could be easier in New York State for authorities to catch individuals who pass school buses when they have their lights on, according to Onondaga County Traffic Safety Coordinator Debbie Kogut.
New York State Pupil Transportation Association is working very diligently and trying to get a law passed to be able to add cameras to the stop arms to catch the folks that are flying by and not stopping for the red lights.
There are estimates that 50,000 drivers a day illegally pass school buses with warning lights on in New York State. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.